The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily with Namana, which is Namana Ahmed. Insha'Allah, you're well, and insha'Allah, you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Daily with Namana is a kind of weekly, but kind of monthly show. As you know, I do used to do weekly, but lately I've just been so busy. But I'm gonna try and get back to weekly, inshallah. Should be a weekly show where I talk a variety of topics in all ages and is I'm there for everyone, basically. Like a classic show, basically, if you know what I mean. Yeah, it's on all platforms, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know the drill. And let me know by my official account, Lamon Official, if you have any suggestions or anything. So let's go on with the episode. For this week's episode, I'll be talking about, it'll be a chilled episode, it's just a bit poetry and just a bit about me, jazz. As well as continuing 99 News on this Monday series, so ensure you guys enjoy it. It's time for the 99 Names of Allah's Managers, Mina's Quran Hadith series. This week we're looking at El Adil, which is number 29. El Adil, to judge the one who is entitled to do what he's told. Allah's Manager is El Adil, the one who recites and always give matters straight in a judged matter, always deliver justness without, no, through his wisdom without fail. He gives each what is deserved and put everything in this proper order. From the root Ain Dal Lam, which can be say to act justly, fairly, to judge properly, to make even, to establish justice or balance, make equal, turn one away from something, direct, make comfortable with what is right. From Surah 4, Ayah 40. Indeed, Allah Mandala doesn't do injustice, even as much as an atom weight. Whilst is a good that is a good deed, he multiply it and give it from himself a great reward. Surah 16, Ayah 90. Indeed, Allah Mandala ordered justness and gives a good conduct. Give it to relatives and forbid immorals and bad conduct, and opposite, he admonishes you and perhaps you'll be reminded. Surah 6, Ayah 115. And the words of your Lord being fulfilled in truth and in justness, none can alter his words. And he is the hearing, the knowing. The last one, Surah 4, Ayah 135. All you who have believed, to persistently standing firm in judgment, witness for Allah's mandala, even if it's against yourself or your parents or relative, whenever one is rich or poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more wealthy of both. So follow not inclined, let you not just be judged, but if you disown your testimony to or refuse to give it, then indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever with what you do according to. So JazakAllah for listening. I'm getting my words mixed up today, I don't know why. But yeah, just as always, JazakAllah for listening. Next week we'll be looking at El Latif, which is number 30. So we're close to like one third of it. Because we got 3 more until 33 and 99. And if you divide by 3, it'll be 33. So I just have to plug that in. But yeah, it'll be number 30, El Latif, number 30. That will be the name for it next week, inshallah. So JazakAllah here, and hear more of these next week, inshallah. So now I'm going to play you guys Ya Rasulullah, song by Hamza Khan, and ensure you guys enjoy it. And after the break, I will talk about poetry and just quotes I found for this blessed month, and inshallah you guys enjoy it, and you can hear more of me after the break, inshallah.
Ya Rasulallah, pukaro Ya Rasulallah. 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 के प्यार में खो जाता है, जो भी उनके प्यार में खो जाता है, उस पे आका भी करम फरमाते हैं। जो भी उनके प्यार में खो जाता है, उस पे आका भी करम फरमाते हैं। पुकारो या रसूल अल्लाह। है अजल से हुस्न वालों की अदा, है अजल से हुस्न वालों की अदा, चाहने वालों को वो तर पाते हैं। जो भी उनके प्यार जाता है, उस पे आका भी करम फरमाते हैं। या रसूल अल्लाह, पुकारो या रसूल अल्लाह। या रसूल अल्लाह, पुकारो या रसूल अल्लाह। फरमाते हैं या रसूल अल्लाह, पुकारो या रसूल अल्लाह। या रसूल अल्लाह, पुकारो या रसूल अल्लाह। फरमाते हैं या रसूल अल्लाह, पुकारो या रसूल अल्लाह। या रसूल अल्लाह, पुकारो या रसूल अल्लाह। जिनकी नजरों में समाए हैं हुजूर, जिनकी नजरों
Hola, Assalamu alaikum. Hello to all listeners out there once again. Welcome back to Day with Imam, which is Imam Ahmed. Ensure you guys enjoy Ya Rasulullah sung by Hamza Khan. So now we're just gonna have a chill at the half. So half term, as you know, half term can be crazy. If you have 2 weeks or 1 week, it depends on schools and all that jazz, because I know college may have 1 week. While schools, for example, they have 2 weeks, for example. So, for example, you can go to the park, have a nice chilled out day. You can go, if the weather's nice, you can go to the beach, like spend a whole day there. That's what I did actually back in the holidays. I think it was a week, 2 days in a week. I went to two different beaches, spent a whole day there, like relaxing and just like got a whole like picnic basket as well, like the deliveries boxes. It was actually, and we had like all our stuff, our beach stuff and everything, and it was just a nice chilled out day. That's what I needed, to be honest. Just like a couple of days, like without the stress, if you know what I mean. You can go to the shops, you can spend time with the family. There's like loads of the things you can do, but there's just a few. And I'm just gonna have a chilled half term. Like, I don't actually need to go in college this week, which is good. So, placement, it's not really a force. Like, I love going to placement now, is because it's something I love doing. Like, it's not a chore for me, you know what I mean? It's something I can work hard a bit, and it's something I can aim, I can do after completing my level 3 health social care, which is a 2 year, well, most people say it's a 1 year. It's a 1 year certificate, 1 year diploma, so it's 2 years basically total. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. Just chilled out. So now I'm gonna read you guys a poem from Yours Truly the Servant, which is written by Sister Amreen Hussein, running to edition. That she got a website called yourstrulytheservant.com, I believe. It's got both of the books, both volumes online as well, so you can read the poems online as well. But you can get us a physical copy as well if you guys want to. So I'm going to read you guys one of her poems called The Rose Bud. So it's like, The Rose Bud, silently listen, standing tall with colours of joy, petals of love, friendship, forgiveness. The Rose Bud, silently listen, beginning to slouch, feeling drain, the colours begins to fade. The rosebud silently listens, full of joy, an innocent soul, a flower with a devon. The rosebud silently listens, in love, friendship and forgiveness. Yours truly, the servant. And that is a beautiful poem as well. And that's what I love about poems. It's like you can write something like how you feel, basically, for example, or a topic. So like I write poems sometimes whenever I'm in like an inspiring mood, you could say. And like is a very good poem as well. Like, I know some people will say she's not like an expert in poetry, but personally, to my eyes, she is expert. So, Sisamarine, I know you're listening because she's actually one of the like regular listeners when I post my podcast. Sorry, I have plugged in. Because, yeah. And inshallah one day when I write enough poems and want to publish my own poetry book, I know where to go to. So yeah, I just love reading her books and her book volumes, and just it makes me inspiring in a way. Like, that's what I love about her. Like, and you could do that as well if you get time. Get some paper, or you use your phone or use some paper and pen. Write down how you feel, like draw my map. Like, for example, here's an example related to Rabbi Allah, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Write everything you know about him, and then try write something about him. And believe me, if you put your mind into it, you'll do it. Because I know people will say, oh, but I can't do it for some reason. Believe me, you can. If I can do it, as someone who's got additional needs, then you can. Like, and inshallah, maybe, just maybe, because as you know, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm also sign as well, so I sign things as well. And I'm going to try and sign one of poems soon, like I put on my Instagram. I think probably my official one or my sign Insta. So my sign Insta is Neemansko_signing_. I'm going to try and figure out a way. But yeah, inshallah you guys enjoyed this week's episode where I talk about poetry and all that jazz. Not sure what I'm going to do with my next episode though. I might just keep it chill. I might do more poetry. I might do how I write my sheets. I'm not too sure. I'm in that creativeness at the moment. I might do half-time stuff. I don't know. Whenever my next episode comes, it might be next week. It might be the week after that. I don't know because I'm trying to get back to weekly. But lately, because of the summer holidays and getting back to college, my mind's just all over the place. And I want to get back to weekly again. And I know loads of people out there who listen to my podcast and wondering about me. I'm doing fine. I just everything at the moment is just crazy. But don't worry, I will be back weekly, inshallah, maybe next week, maybe the week after. I'm not too sure. Just please be bear with me. Those who have my number, can text me as well. If you don't, just message me on Instagram, which is not official. And yeah, hopefully, I get back to these weekly. Let's hope so, that's for sure. Until then, you can hear more of me in my next episode. Until then, Allah Hafiz, a peace out for now. Bye.
I'm about to lose the battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake. And even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. Mind, what did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. Ashamed of all the mistakes I've done.
Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent. Repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent. Repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent. Repent. Repent.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me.